How you doing, everybody? It's Taz Angel. This is another episode of Car Talk. Good conversation you can ride to. And I just want to do like I always do and open up with thank you for all of the people who are listeners and watchers and sharers and commenters. Everyone who supports this page in any way possible, I appreciate you. Because you don't have to, you know what I mean? Anyone who takes time out to give effort in any way that they don't have to, I personally appreciate, which is actually relevant to what today's topic is. And today's topic is effort, not results. In the hustle and bustle, if you will, the hustle and bustle of life, right? In our daily lives, man, we can, especially as adults, you know, when you have obligations, job, family, relationship, kids, bills, goals, when you have all of these things, we can get very result based, which means if something isn't complete and isn't finalized, we can start getting down on ourselves, right? But it is my personal belief that we got to get back to just trying our best, because realistically speaking, there is no such thing as better than your best. Right? And if I was on the track and I was running the 40-yard dash and I ran a 5.8, which isn't good. I'm also, you know, 6'4", over 350. Not really in football sports shape. So a 5.8 may not be so bad, right? If that's my absolute best. But what we would do, or what we could do, is instead of being dissatisfied with our best, try bettering our best, right? So what I mean by that is this. If I just step on the track and go run as hard as I can and hopefully not pull a ligament, whatever I get that time in, that would be my best, right? But if I then start training every single day, stretching, running, working on my fast twitch muscles, then a month from that day, I may hit a new personal best. Even if it goes from a 5.8 to a 5.7, that is a new personal best, right? Which means I made my best better. So, when we continue focusing on the finished product, it can be very problematic, because people can be genuinely trying their hardest and their best to complete a task, but if we only look for the finished product, then we unintentionally beat down their effort. And because we don't mention it, right? If a manager asks you to complete a task at your job, before the end of your shift, for those listening, I just took a sip out of a labelless bottle into your ad here for money. Anyway, I cracked me up. But so they expect you to have that task done by the end of that shift, right? If you don't have that task done, they are dissatisfied because they expected it to be completed. Now, some managers may sincerely ask, why didn't it get completed? Some others may ask because they just think they're supposed to and completely disregard your answer, even if it's reasonable. And a very good amount of them will not even ask the question why and just be upset because it wasn't done. That's not so good sometimes. Now, of course, if the reason why they didn't get the task completed is because they didn't try their best, then problem, right? Or because they didn't properly prioritize their duties, problem. But if they actually tried their best and maybe they had to help more customers than usual, and because of that, it took time away from the task that you wanted, but it's because they were helping improve the store overall. Because if you have good customer service, you have customers. That's how it goes. You know, unless you have extremely poor products. But usually if you have good customer service, you usually have customers. And not just customers, return customers. Customers who will brag about you, and because of word of mouth, they will go bring other people in and you'll get more customers because of good customer service. So if the reason why someone couldn't complete a certain task is because they were focusing and emphasizing good customer service, then you don't discipline them. You give them advice on how to maybe be able to do both, right? Being able to have that customer service as well as being able to complete those tasks later on. So to me, that is efficient managing. And all managers have their own way of managing, right? You have some of the guys who are nitpickers and micromanaging. Hey, can you get this done? All right, do you need anything? I need you to do this right after that. Okay, when you're done with that, come and talk to me so I can. That's some people. It's not me. That's some people. Others will be the type to delegate everything to everybody else because in their minds, I'm a manager. I don't need to be working so hard. I worked so hard to get to this position, so I won't have to continue working hard every day, you know? Those are very common. The dog's going crazy in the backyard. But, those are very common. My wife's actually dealing with one of those right now. But you also have the managers who I preferred and tried my best to emulate when I was a manager, which is they tell you all the tasks that need to be completed as a group, delegate them, give themselves some tasks to do, and if they're completed, we'll go and help other people complete theirs. They're more of the hands-on type of manager, and that's what I tried to be. When I worked with Dollar General years and years ago, when I would delegate things, if I completed my tasks early, I would see who was the furthest away from completing theirs. Help them catch up. But then I would go to the person who was the closest to finishing, help them finish so they can then go and help someone else. But again, everyone has their own type of management. So it's like, when we only focus on results, again, we can take away the morale of people. We can drain their effort to keep going. We can drain their desire to keep being and becoming better. Because if you have a child who got a D in a subject and you told them that they needed to try better. You helped them and got them tutoring, and they pulled that D up to a C. If you fuss at them and ask them, why isn't this an A? Then they may feel like the effort that they gave to bring that grade up didn't matter, so why try anymore? And that's just not pertaining, that's not only truthful with children, that's with people. We do that in relationships. Your partner will have flaws, just like you do. And you will ask that person to change those flaws. And if they improve, instead of just completely stopping, which most people will find that to be a difficult task if it's something that they do quite often, they may make improvements, right? Because that's the kind of person I am. If you tell me, hey, this isn't cool, I need you to not do this, my answer, for the most part, would be, I'll do better or I'm gonna work on it. Because to say, okay, it'll never happen again, it's not so rational. When we become a result-based couple, we may not be in a couple for that long. Because if a person believes that there is no pleasing you, that there's no getting through to you, if there's no acknowledgement, there's only acknowledgement of the bad and none of the good, what incentive do they have to stay? Honestly, what will bring them back to you? What will maintain their feelings for you? When they believe that through your behavior, they just won't be good enough, no matter how hard they try, because they do. They just aren't good enough. And that has happened to me quite a bit in my life. I've been asked to not do things, and when I give the reply or the response of I'll do better and I'll work on it, I will clearly show signs of improvement, but still get spoken to as if nothing happened. Right, it's happened many times in my life, and my response, usually, if I'm not too upset, will be to point out, hey, it used to be this, now it's that. At least acknowledge that it isn't this anymore. It isn't this anymore. Don't just continue going on the attack as if strides haven't been made, because it's not acceptable for me. Because I will get to the point of, why try? My effort clearly isn't good enough. It's either all or nothing. And for the most part, it just isn't realistic. So if you're asking unrealistic things from me, when I try my best to be realistic, we may not mesh so well. You know what I mean? On the flip side, when I notice that an adjustment was made, I try my best to acknowledge it. Say it's something simple, say it's something as simple as changing when you speak about things that should be dealing with us. When you say we instead of I, I'll acknowledge that. I actually made a post on my Facebook page earlier where I said the last time we should think as I is when we say I do. After that, it's we and us. It's not I need to pay these bills. We need to pay these bills. Not I need to go grocery shopping. I need to put food in this house. We got to get food in this house. Now, of course, you are still a human being. You are still your own person. You're still an individual. When it comes to things that we are both supposed to do, then it's just as simple. We are both supposed to do it. So it's a week. So if I notice that where you would usually say I, you said we, I'll acknowledge that. Hey, yo, I saw you change that. I noticed you caught that and changed it. I appreciate that. It's that simple. Positive reinforcement. You know what I mean? Positive reinforcement. When you see someone trying, positively reinforce that effort. Because guess what? If you only look for results, you will never see the effort. But if you only focus on the effort, you will see results. I like that. I like that. If you only look for results, you will never see the effort. But if you only look for the effort, you will also see results. That's how I try to live my life, because I believe that it's beneficial all around. Because if a person feels appreciated by you, if a person believes that when they try, it will be acknowledged. You know, think about it, man. When we were kids, if you did one simple thing, right? If you just picked a piece of paper up and went and put it in the trash can, you're what, 4 or 5 years old? Your parents gonna be, yay, big boy, big girl, good job. Constant conditioning of that. When you play sports, you give extreme effort, which will show itself as really good results. You get rewarded with trophies, certificates, medals, ribbons. You get these things. You get acknowledged for doing and being better. Why do we think that as adults we have to stop that, or we should stop that? I think one issue may be, and now I'm just thinking as I speak, I think one issue may be the employee of the month type deal, where if you're working harder than usual, putting in more hours, literally asking and begging for overtime, putting in work, and someone else who you may not believe contributed as much as you did may be disheartening, and the next month you may not try so hard. That also is because that's the result thing. And sometimes it's a who's who. It's a popularity game. It's not even so much as who's really doing the most work and who's being the most efficient and who's being the most productive. It may not even be all that. It may just be some brownie points getting tossed around. You never know. Depends on your job and location. But we still, I believe, must focus on effort. This is extremely important. This is extremely important. Because the person who is result-based in their relationship will also be result-based in their parenthood. And again, being only result-based can literally be a dream killer. Because people are given talents, but you aren't given a talent that is automatically perfected. You have to work at it. You have to work at it. You have to take and acknowledge the small victories. Me going from a 5'8 to a 5'7, theoretically, that is a small victory. I am now better than I was the last time I tried. Now let's keep making my best better. when you focus on results, life is more difficult and more unsatisfying. Because, honestly speaking, most of the, what, no, no, not most, a good amount of time, you are going to be disappointed. People aren't going to live up to your expectations of results. Why? It just works like that, man. It's just life. Maybe they don't have the same expectations as you do. Maybe they think that a smaller victory is an equally important victory and more attainable. Think about it like this. If you start working out and exercising for a month and you lose 10 pounds the first week, 5 pounds the second week, in the third week you only lose 2 pounds. Some people would be upset with losing 2 pounds in a week, because a week before that they lost 5, a week before that they lost 10. Why only 2? It's not the result that they wanted. But at the end of that third week, they weighed less than they weighed on the second week. That is a win. That's a victory. If your goal is weight loss. Some people's goal is weight gain, bulking up and stuff, you know. But we have to take the small wins and acknowledge the small wins, because without small wins, you don't have big victories. You don't. You don't get to $1 million without getting your first dollar. Starts with one. Even if it comes in a bundle with hundreds of other ones. If your first payment is $500, that person who paid you could not have gotten to 500 without first getting to one. That's just a fact. You can't drive down the street without first driving out of your driveway or your parking lot, wherever you live. You have to leave the house first to get to whatever destination it is. It starts with one. And that one must be acknowledged. It's imperative. It's imperative that that one is acknowledged. Because when you don't acknowledge the one, people don't want to make the one. Simple as that. If you don't acknowledge the one, people won't want to make that one. They won't want to make that one step. They won't want to start with the first dollar. If they're an artist, they won't want to start with the first drawing. Noopy, start drawing. Anyway, that's my cousin. He knows exactly what I mean when I say that. People won't want to make the one. People won't want to make the effort. People won't want to try. Never get the results you seek if no one tries. So in closing, I will again say, if you only look for results, you will never see the effort. If you only look for the result, for the effort, you will also see results. With effort comes results. That's just a fact. That is just a fact of existing. With effort comes results. So acknowledge and encourage the effort. Push the effort. Congratulate the effort. Appreciate the effort. And you will get results. So many more results than you expected to get. It's all in your vision. It's all in what you're looking for. Start looking for the effort. Start looking for the effort. And I guarantee you, you will see way more results than you ever have. I guarantee it. That's in your, at your job, that's at your home, in your relationship, that's with your children, that's with yourself. You know, if your goal, again, is to get 50 pounds stronger in the squats, right? You're not going to get 50 pounds stronger until you first get 5 pounds stronger. 1 pound stronger, really, but 5 pounds stronger, 10 pounds stronger, 25. It has to, you have to get there. You have to work to make your best better. And when you better your best, you get results. That all starts with effort. With every bit of it. Speaking of which, I'm about to go to the gym. I appreciate you guys for listening. If this helped you in any way or anyone, I ask that you like, comment, share, post it, repost it, retweet it. Get it to other people who you believe need to hear it. And I also ask that you give a financial contribution. $1. Don't ask much. Really don't usually ask for anything, but both my Cash App and my PayPal names are TazDaNGEL. TazDaNGEL. The more I am able to gain from this, the more consistently I can post, the more I can sit back and think to help not only others but myself. Because all of these, whenever I'm talking to y'all, I'm talking to me. And I also got to go ahead with these dogs.
Hush!
Yes, about to go down. Anyway. Y'all have a good night. I appreciate you guys for listening. This has been Car Talk with TazDaNGEL. Good conversation with you. That you can ride to. See you soon.